Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I want to talk about spooky-related books, because you can read them at any point during the year. I'm just going to list off some of the books that I think you might like, but you can always research for yourself on what spooky related book you may want to read. So, the first book that I want to talk about is Frankenstein. It's written by Mary Shelley and was published in 1818. And it's pretty much about a doctor who creates a man from dead body parts that gets brought back to life. And if you heard of Frankenstein and haven't read the book, I suggest you do, because I always believe that the book is better than the adaptations. Next, we have Dracula, that was written by Bram Stoker and was published in 1897. And it's about a vampire, and I know of Dracula because I've seen him in the movie, you know, in movies and everything, but I never really read Stoker's adaptation. Next, we have Coraline by Neil Gaiman, which was published in 2002. And if you've seen the movie Coraline, you know it's about a girl named Coraline who discovers a alternate world with the other mother and a talking cat. Next, we have The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving that was published in 1820. And it talks about a headless horseman who terrorizes a town and a character who has to come and see what the fuss is about and how to stop it. Next, we have Practical Magic by Alice Hoffman, and that was published in 1995. And it's about a family of rich witches. And if you've seen the movie with Sandra Bullock, then you know what I'm talking about. Next, we have Raising the Horsemen by Serena Valentino. And it's about raising horsemen. And then we have Hocus Pocus and the all-new sequel by A.W. Janta that was released in 2018. And it's about the 1990s movie Hocus Pocus and a sequel. Now, the first part of Janta's book is a summarization of the 1990s movie. And then the second half is about a sequel on how to stop the Sanderson sisters, because they come back. And finally, we have Stalking Jack the Ripper series by Carrie Maniscalco. This is a 4-book series and the first book, which is about Jack the Ripper, was published in 2016. Then there was the second book in the Stalking Jack the Ripper series is about Dracula and his descendants that was released in 2017. The third book in the Stalking Jack the Ripper series is about Houdini and a traveling circus that was released in 2018. And finally, the fourth and final book in the Stalking Jack the Ripper series that was released in 2019 is about H.H. Holmes, who was a serial killer who lured his victims to a murder castle in Chicago during the World Fair. I read the Stalking Jack the Ripper series by Maniscalco, and I have to say, it's very entertaining. I could not put the books down, and the Stalking Jack the Ripper series is a fictionalized version of various historical murderers. And I wouldn't say Houdini was a murderer, but in the Stalking Jack the Ripper series, he was kind of implied. Sorry, but he wasn't really a murderer. But nonetheless, I hope you guys check out the books that I just listed, and I'll list them down below. And I hope you guys have a great day, evening, night. And again, remember, you can read spooky-related books anytime during the year. They're very entertaining, very, very imaginative, and you never know who the killers are right until the end. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, evening, night. And I'll see you guys next time. Happy reading. Bye.